Former Air Force intelligence officer testifies non-human pilots recovered from crashed craft. By Christina Wong on July 27, 2023. A witness testified to Congress non-human material was collected from crashed craft in a stunning moment during a House Oversight Committee hearing Wednesday on Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, UAP. When asked by Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, if the pilots of a crashed craft were recovered, the witness, David Grush, a former Air Force intelligence officer who studied WAPs, responded, "As I've stated publicly, biologics came with some of these recoveries." When Mace asked if those biologics were human or non-human, Grush responded, "Non-human. That was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program," he added. Grush said he could not discuss how the evidence was documented in a non-classified setting. He said he would provide Mace with a list of names of both cooperative and hostile witnesses. Grush served as an intelligence officer for 14 years, both in the U.S. Air Force at the rank of major and as a civilian at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency from 2021 to 2023 at the equivalent rank of colonel. He also was his agency's co-lead in WAP and Transmedium Object Analysis, and as well as reporting to the WAP Task Force, and eventually the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. He testified that he became a whistleblower after concerning reports that the U.S. government was operating with secrecy, above congressional oversight, with regards to WAPs. "My testimony is based on information I have been given by individuals with a long-standing track record of legitimacy and service to this country, many of whom also shared compelling evidence in the form of photography, official documentation, and classified oral testimony. I have taken every step I can to corroborate this evidence over a period of 4 years and to do my due diligence on the individuals sharing it. And it is because of these steps that I believe strongly in the importance of bringing this information before you," he said during his opening statement. "I was informed, in the course of my official duties, of a multi-decade WAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program to which I was denied access to those additional read-ons. I made the decision based on the data I collected to report this information to my superiors and multiple inspectors general, and in effect become a whistleblower. As you know, I have suffered retaliation for my decision. But I am hopeful that my actions will ultimately lead to a positive outcome of increased transparency," he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.